Well, Ellen, I put on a little of old Blue Eyes for you.
I know. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And for you.
Oh,
and
yeah.
For yourself,
that's true.
I'm sure.
So, Ellen, introduce our guest, please.
I will. I'm happy to introduce Ruth Abram, who's the creator behind a new program in New Lebanon called Behold New Lebanon. I like to say, Behold! Exclamation point, New
that's
Lebanon.
That's how to say it. That's good.
And it's happening for the first time this weekend, and it will be going on for a few months. And we'll find out more about it in just a moment.
What is it?
I'm sorry?
What is it?
What is it? Where is it? What's happening? Ruth, welcome.
Thank you.
To WGXC and
welcome.
To Hudson. And you're going to have to talk more directly.
Right, into
right
the
there.
There you go.
Maybe
right.
If I turn around
okay.
So that you don't have to turn your head. Tell us about Behold New Lebanon and how you came about doing it. And you were the inspiration for this, apparently. And I assume you, are you a resident of New Lebanon?
I am.
A full-time resident?
Most of the time I live in New Lebanon.
Yeah.
I do have an apartment in New York City.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, Behold New Lebanon is a phenomenon. Many residents of New Lebanon have joined together to create the first living museum of contemporary rural American life. And this came about when my husband and I first moved to New Lebanon, and we watched with some surprise as we lost our coffee shop, we lost a gift store, then the town lost a pizza place, and then the town lost its grocery store. And we wondered what we had come to, and at that point I approached the newly elected town supervisor and asked Mike Benson, and asked if I could be helpful in some way and how. And he said that really we needed more people who felt positively about the town, who felt that the town could regain its footing. After all, this had been one of the most important towns in America. If you were European or American in 1790 and someone said they came from New Lebanon, you would know exactly where they came from. It was that famous and that important, a center of health and public health and herbs and natural healing. So we lost some footing. But so I thought, well, how could I find people who felt positively about the town? And scratched my head. I was a newcomer myself. But then I thought, well, perhaps there are second homeowners here. And went with a colleague to the tax rolls and found, indeed, there were 168 second homeowners in this tiny little town.
What's the population of New Lebanon?
About 2,300.
Hmm.
So I wrote them all saying, because by now I had really gotten to know New Lebanon. I had really studied its Shaker history. I am very interested in history, as you know. And I had gone to visit many of its places that I'd heard about. And I invited the second homeowners to come and see the wonders of New Lebanon with me. But meanwhile, I had showed residents of New Lebanon, long-term residents, the names of the second homeowners, and they didn't know them, though some of these folk had been living in New Lebanon for 20 years.
How long had you lived there by
then?
7 years.
So I went around. I began to figure out that the second homeowners felt that New Lebanon was a place to have a home, but that for their entertainment, they went to more New York urban kinds of things. They went to Shakespeare and Company. They went to Tanglewood. They went to Jacob's Pillow. But they had never thought of New Lebanon as a place where you could actually find really interesting things.
So New Lebanon is closer to the Berkshires.
Yes, we're on the border of Massachusetts.
Right.
Hancock is our nearest Massachusetts town.
Yeah.
And as we together, the second homeowners, went to look at whether it things that were in New Lebanon, whether it was Cynthia Creech, who single-handedly saved a breed of heritage cows and brought them from her home in Tennessee to New Lebanon to raise them, or whether it was the auction house in which Dolores Meisner gave a wonderful talk on how she became an auctioneer and how the auction actually works and what it means in a town. And just one thing after the other, and we went to the farmer's market. And I could not pull these folk away from these simple pleasures. And that made me think that we had, within New Lebanon, we perhaps had the wherewithal to do something very interesting in the town. And at that point, I went around for about 6 months, and I asked a very simple question to the people in town. I said, what do you know about or know how to do that suburban and urban people might not? And their answers filled almost 8 single-spaced pages. And since my background is in museums, I began to see that we had here a collection of skills and knowledge that could actually make a museum, but not a museum of the kind that most people are familiar with, not a museum that anybody's seen actually before, because I thought it would be wonderful to offer people a really authentic and intimate view of country life today.
Mm-hmm.
And so we began to cook up this idea that we would teach people, the residents of New Lebanon would teach people what they know in their homes, in their barns, in their fields, in their forests, on their farms, wherever they, in their garages, wherever they were practicing what they practiced. And they have opened themselves up to this, and it's just been so generous of them. They are willing to do it.
Well, I when I first heard the idea, it didn't sort of capture my imagination. But then when the program came out and I started to read that I could go to a lecture and learn how to be an auctioneer,
yes,
or I could get a behind-the-scenes tour of the New Lebanon Speedway.
Yes.
Mm. You
Howie
see,
Commander.
Tom?
Yeah.
You could take your beer can collection up there, maybe.
And do what with it? Throw it at people?
But, tell us a little bit about your background that you say you worked in museums.
Well, I was the founding president of the Lower East Side Tenement Museum.
Right.
And then the founding president of something called the International Coalition of Historic Sites of Conscience, which are museums all over the world, which have as their purpose the use of their history to stimulate dialogue on related social issues. So for the Tenement Museum, for instance, mm-hmm. which is a member, that issue is immigration today.
Right.
And it uses the history of immigration to stimulate discussion with its audience about immigration.
That's how I know your name and know of you.
Yes.
Is that it's still going strong. It was founded, you said, in 1988?
Yes. So it's got staying power, and it's flourishing wonderfully under the new president. So
great.
It's just been great, yes. And the coalition is going strong as well with their executive director. So I'm very happy about that. It's very exciting. One of the things that really I learned during the process of organizing the Behold New Lebanon was that there is a movement afoot, and it's so evident in New Lebanon. We have quite a number of very young farmers, and they are coming to New Lebanon, buying or leasing land in New Lebanon in order to express their deeply held values about the environment. And they are playing this out in the way they farm, and they are bringing very modern sensibilities to old-fashioned farming. So, for instance, the young man and woman who run the CSA at the Abode of the Message farm are plowing with a horse, but not because they are old-fashioned, but rather because they have studied the matter and determined that the horse is better for the environment and that it is better for the crop. And they also said that they loved the silence. Evan Thaler Null said to me, "It's so silent, I can hear the earth turn." And we're thinking that visitors will be able to hear the earth turn. When was the last time any of us heard the earth turn? It's a wonderful thought that we could be that silent that we pick up the nuance of life.
And you are a historian by trade, should I say?
Yes.
I mean, that's your background, really, isn't
yes.
it? I was very interested in, you sent me a slide lecture, I think it was, that you gave on the history of New Lebanon, which is fascinating.
Very rich history.
Where the pharmaceutical industry started.
Yes.
Which is amazing. Mm-hmm. It's a really interesting and fascinating history.
Yes.
The town has.
It does. And Samuel Tilden ran for president, was the first person to run for president and win the popular vote, but lose the presidency by one electoral vote. Big scandal.
Oh, dear. To get back to the program that's going on, how many days over the weekend is it?
Well, we're starting this Friday with a free tour of Hand Hollow Conservation that's being sponsored by Columbia Land Conservancy and run by a naturalist. We're taking buses and going to this site, a beautiful, beautiful walk. And then starting Saturday and then going through Sunday and up to Monday, because we have a long weekend, we'll be running programs, and visitors can come and buy tickets at our visitor center. And here's another thing. The town has just poured forth in generous ways. For instance, our visitor center has been donated by the shed man who sells gazebos, and we've set up in his pool house. It's been decorated by the team of Sarah Conley and Michael Deegan. Now, they live in New Lebanon. They are very well-known theatrical designers, and they have decorated our beautiful visitors' center. So this kind of thing is just going on. Every time I turn around, someone has offered something else that they do and know how to do, and it's just been marvelous.
So the whole town's behind it.
Yes, it's been wonderful.
Yeah, well, that's great. And you're doing it again in the coming months?
Yes, we're doing it over four weekends. We're doing it on September 12th through the 14th, October 10th through the 13th, and October 31st through November 2nd. And we're trying it out. We need to understand what thrills the public. We are very interested in educating the public about these things. We're very interested in recording what's going on in farming communities today, really in the Foxfire style of looking to see what skills are being used and recording that for scholars in the future. And there's so many things we'd like to do. We'd like to integrate art into this, because there are many artists have been attracted to New Lebanon, because it's less expensive to live there, for the same reason they've often populate the cheaper parts of cities. They've come to New Lebanon.
Mm-hmm. It's very surprising, the list of things you have. I was interested in the hops farm, because I was told that it's very hard to grow hops in the Hudson River Valley. So... And, you know, there are breweries around, but they have to import their hops from elsewhere, is what I was told. So that's of interest.
Alex, the hops grower, told me that I should mention that one reason that young people are doing the things they're doing in New Lebanon, I think for him this is true, is that he wanted to stay there. He loves it. He loves the valley and the beauty, and he needed to find a way to make a living there, and he discovered that there was a need for hops. So he's making a successful venture of growing hops, and I think that's just wonderful.
Also, I was surprised to see that George Rickey, his studio and sculpture garden is going to be open.
The great kinetic artist, and it's very seldom open to the public, but not only is it being open once, but twice, and once the son of George Rickey, Phil Rickey, himself an artist of note, is mm-hmm. giving the tour of his father's work.
Oh, great. And as I said, I mentioned before the behind-the-scenes tour of the Lebanon Valley Speedway.
That's Howard Commander, and he's jumped right in. He's willing to do this each weekend, and we think it's going to be extremely popular. You'll be able to meet some of the drivers and see how the track works and things most of us haven't figured out.
Do you know that that's the biggest, or it has been said in past years, I haven't heard it lately, that the Lebanon Valley Speedway is the biggest tourist attraction in Columbia County? It draws more people than
it may well
anyone
be.
Else.
I believe they sell about 300,000 tickets a year.
Wow. Hmm. And there's going to be food, of course, from barbecue to a vegetarian brunch with the Universal Order of Sufis.
That's right. We have wonderful food in New Lebanon, and we want to share it with the public. People are, Phoebe Young is making her sausages, and the Blueberry Hill Cafe owner is Melanie Hunt is making her famed slab pie, and we're just
what's glad pie?
Slab.
Oh, slab
it's like
pie.
A flat plot pie. It's just so popular in New Lebanon. It's delicious.
Wow.
Fresh fruit.
That's worth the trip alone.
It is worth the trip alone. It's true.
So you have any questions here, Tom?
Nope.
No questions. Okay. What is there anything else you can tell us about this?
I think that visitors are going to be surprised. And you know, you can get season tickets, you can get weekend tickets, mm-hmm. and you can get day tickets. And I think that visitors are going to be surprised about the variety and depth of opportunity in a small rural town. We mm-hmm. are quite rural. And I know that many people drive through a town like New Lebanon and many other small rural towns. There's no neon lights. You can't see what we're doing. You would never know that slab pie is being baked or that heritage cows were being raised or that the speedway was accessible in the way that we're offering. And it hasn't been. You couldn't really get into mm-hmm. the life of these towns. And this is an opportunity to do that and to really meet the people who make it happen. And I know that people can tend to city people, suburban people might come through these towns driving fast on their way to something else and think to themselves, oh my goodness, what do people do here? How could they live here? It must be so boring. But it's not. It's just alive with all kinds of interesting people of all ages. And they're doing some very cutting-edge things, really, in the country.
So is this aimed at people from the city? I mean, is that how it's being marketed, or...?
I think it was first thought that we've got about between June and November 2nd, the Department of Transportation says we have about 360,000 cars drive through New Lebanon, but very few have stopped, except perhaps for the speedway. And, you know, who they are, we don't yet really know. I think city people will find this very attractive. I think suburban people will find it very attractive. But it's turned out that when the New Lebanon folk saw the list of all the opportunities in New Lebanon, they want to come. So they're coming and buying tickets right now at the ticket office. So they're very excited that this much is available in this little town.
So you don't need to make a reservation. You can just come and find the shed man.
Mm. You're best off making a reservation because some of the activities are limited in number.
Right.
So to be sure to get a space. But you can certainly walk up. We're delighted to have walk-ins because many of the things, like the visit to the heritage cows, that's mm-hmm. open.
And I should tell our listeners to go to beholdnewlebanon.org, which is where their website, and it says you can get your tickets there.
Yes.
And it's a nice I've been looking at the website while you've been chatting. Oh. It's a great-looking website.
Thank you. That was done by Peter Blandori and Allison Bouchard. Wonderful.
Oh, I know Peter.
Yeah.
And what is the address of the visitor center? Because the GPS or Surrey or whoever it is that's directing people will want to know.
Absolutely. It's 14398 State Route 22, and that's really at the intersection of 20 and 22. And they'll see the visitor center sign, the Behold New Lebanon sign, but they'll also see the Shed Man sign because we're on his ground. And the phone number is 518-795-5756.
Great.
We'd be so happy to have all your visitors, all your listeners come.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell us before we sign off here?
This is a great experiment. And small towns all around our country and up and down New York are flailing and having trouble making ends meet. We're hoping that by mining the resource, the rich resource of the people in town, we can turn that around.
Great. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure.
We've been talking with Ruth Abram and the new Behold New Lebanon, or as Ellen likes to say, Behold! Exclamation point, New Lebanon. But I noticed on the to go to the website, you did not have to include the exclamation.
Is that true?
Yes, it's
true. Oh, you mean the address?
Correct.
In the address.
It's just BeholdNewLebanon.org.
That's true. Okay.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.